In making leather from raw hides, the tannin used is obtained from the wood and bark of hemlock and oak. It is this tannin which makes leather durable and soft. During the summer, the bark is peeled from the trees and taken to factories where the tannin is taken out. At one time, the tan bark industry was so important that in the eastern United States, hemlock trees were cut and stripped of their bark alone, the wood being left to rot. Now the scarcity of hemlock trees and the use of other tannin materials have made the industry much less important. A great deal of wood is used for the manufacture of barrels, casks, tubs, and kegs. For these purposes, red oak, white oak, cypress, and gum are most frequently used. Excelsior is still another valuable forest product. It is used for shipping fragile material and even for making mattresses and rugs. Basswood makes the best excelsior, but cottonwood, poplar, and white pine are also used. The uses of wood are far from ended. Paper pulp, spools, boxboards, willowware, toys, implements, tool handles, shuttles. A list would take up many pages. Indeed, over 4,000 separate uses for wood have been listed. One other product of the forest is important enough to mention here: the Christmas tree. For the Christmas tree is the great winter crop of the forest, and it is one of the forest's oldest gifts. Its history extends so far back that its origin is hard to trace. Some say the custom arose with the Egyptians, who each year in December decorated their doors with branches of the date palm. Or it may be connected with the great tree of Norse mythology, the tree of time within whose roots and branches heaven and earth are bound.